This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How are you?
Very well. Very well.
Good.
You're grinning ear to ear. What's up? What's happened?
Don't know. Nothing really. Just excited about the podcast.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Where's John?
Well, I don't know.
Does he still like us? I'm just going to come out and say it. Are we still friends?
Don't, because then people will read into that now.
I don't care. Read into whatever you want. I don't give a monkeys. But I also really do, so please don't read into this.
Yeah. All right, John.
John, is that that's Ellis's top?
Yeah, it is Ellis's top, yeah.
Oh, I'm at Ellis's house.
Oh, no way. He's been giving me pelters on Twitter all day, so go, tell us to go do one. Cheers.
Has he?
No, he just said, I think he said something about Plymouth being better supported.
We were making fun of your Instagram picture with the cigar.
Why are you making fun of that?
It was just a bit too cool.
What are you on about? Are you on about this photo? It's so... Oh my god! It's the best photo ever.
Hello, Maisie.
Hey.
Hi, Maisie.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
great.
Much so.
Great.
Thanks.
Lovely.
Thanks for joining. We're just talking. I don't know what we were talking about. Really, just talking rubbish.
Yeah, as per.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on today.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm excited. I'm excited for this.
How are you?
God.
Yeah,
you're the only.
Why
guest
is that?
Ever
why it's worrying that's made you laugh?
No, it is worth getting. Do you know what? I came on the pod grinning. Alfie said, "Why are you grinning?" I said, "I'm excited about the pod."
Yeah, sorry for having a nice time, guys.
Yeah,
yeah, we're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry for waking up with a positive mental attitude.
God, no, I've never done that.
Positive mental attitude is something they really bang on about at school, isn't it? When I was a kid, they'd always go like, you've got to get out of bed with a positive mental attitude and approach the day, right? It's a load of crap, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's stuck with you, John.
No. Absolutely not. The opposite. They try to...
When did you get up this morning, John?
About 20 minutes ago.
Fuck.
No.
That's outrageous.
Yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
Gone 5 o'clock this morning.
No! Where were you?
Oh, God, this is going to sound ridiculous. We just had
it was a Thursday night.
Yeah.
The worst thing was, again, we didn't go out clubbing or anything like that. We went and checked the movie night again. One thing led to another.
Listen, Listen, if I'd been going till 5 a.m, I'd want to brag about it, John.
Yeah, exactly.
We all respect your endurance.
Yeah. Did you get head off to a petrol station until
the evening? No, not last night. No. Well, basically, this is the thing.
Here we go.
The Asda has stopped selling Vimto bonbons, so there's no point going.
There you go.
You're joking.
So, cat's out of the bag.
You can get your Yuzu, but you cannot get your strawberry bonbons.
What's a Yuzu?
Oh.
You don't know what a Yuzu is?
No.
What's come on, a Yazoo?
I don't know what a Yazoo is. That's some Moyo.
Oh, you've not lived. Yeah. You've not lived.
You haven't. They used to sell them, I don't know about for Alfie or Maisie, but when I was at school, they used to sell them in like the canteen, like little bottles.
Yeah,
buy little
we had Yazoos at school.
I know a Yuzu. Yeah.
What, chocolate, banana, or strawberry.
I know. Yeah. They're a bit like Frige. Are they like Frige?
Sorry?
Yeah, they are like Frige.
They're like, Frige. Also like a yacht, if you've ever had a yacht.
Oh, a yacht.
Yes. Mm. Oh, see, I disagree with that. I'd say yacht's a bit thicker.
Okay. Thicker's sometimes better, John.
Yeah. I think I'm living proof of that.
What does that mean?
Are you saying you've got a big...
No, thick as in like stupid.
We were on different pages there, because I think we were all...
Alfie, you took that there.
Did
I was talking about...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just immediately
I was talking purely about IQ levels, not girth of a penis.
I went to girth of penis, I'll admit that.
See, if I was talking about...
That's disgusting.
No, you know what, I'm not going to say that. No.
Go on, John.
No, see, if I was talking thickness, I wouldn't be talking about the girth of
a penis. All right.
I'd be talking
about... I feel
really
responsible here. All right.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You start again. If you just knew what a Yazoo was, this wouldn't have happened.
Maisie, are you in Brighton?
I am in Brighton, yeah. What? Is that losing me points or something?
No,
why?
I just heard that you lived in Brighton. I used to live in Brighton.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, whereabouts were you?
I was in, Montpellier Crescent? Is it Montpellier Crescent?
Someone's doing well.
Oh, no. Doesn't know what a Yazoo is. Lives in a mansion.
Yeah, he's forgotten his roots up on Montpellier.
No, that's wrong then, because I was... I'll tell you what we're doing. We're squatting, more or less.
Ooh.
That's changed the tune.
That's impressive. If you can squat in Montpellier Crescent, that's the dream. I'm by Preston Park.
Oh, you're Preston Park?
Yeah, around there. Yeah, right. Yeah. I love Brighton. I love it. I've lived here 6 years and I really love it. And there's like a nice little group down here, yeah.
Nightlife's meant to be good, isn't it?
Oh, here we go.
The nightlife is meant to be good. I can't say I've been clubbing on a Thursday night yet, John, but we live in hope.
Gotta try it.
I actually went clubbing for like the first time in like, I would say a year. I went for the first time back last month. It was my friend's 30th. And it started, you know, a few drinks in this bar and it was lovely. And then it was just, as you say, one thing leads to another and then you find yourself back on a dance floor. I have to say, why did we ever stop? It's fantastic.
Is it?
It's so fun.
Was everyone really young around you?
I don't know. I mean, it was in London, so I guess people like carry it on a bit longer, don't they? But I remember going back at home at Christmas a couple of years ago, and me and all my mates were like, "Should we go to the nightclub we used to go to before we all left?" And we went back, and it was bleak. It was bleak. Everyone was about 12. Mm. It was not a fun experience. But last month, I ended up in this club in London. It was a bloody fantastic. Had a great time.
Which club?
Yeah,
which
club that was going to be my next question.
It was Freedom.
Freedom.
If you were in a club and I sort of came up and went, "Hey, how you doing?"
Christ alive.
Yeah. It depends if you're doing those shoulders.
The shoulders were really disturbing.
I wouldn't have had a problem with it until the shoulders, but it's the... Ooh. I've never seen somebody two-step with their chest.
Yeah. Stiffest guy I've ever seen right there.
All right.
Do you? When was the last time you think you went clubbing, David?
Oh, fuck it. I mean, it would be 94 or something, 95.
95?
I went to the Zap Club in 1994.
That is not still open. And no one will know what that means.
I was born in 1994. You've got to have been clubbing in my lifetime.
Yeah.
No.
Were you not a big clubber? You
no,
were.
We had a couple of summers where.
What was it like?
I was dancing with a girl all night.
Ooh.
Is that how you were dancing?
No.
It doesn't look. That doesn't look right when you do the dancing.
Yeah, the dancing.
Yeah.
But we really got on.
Somewhere there's a woman telling the same story, going, I was in this club in Zap, and this bloke starts shifting two shoulders at a time in each
Lovely
direction.
Lovely guy. Really nice
and
guy.
And I thought, I can't deal with this. Give me a pill now. And it's put her off clubbing. She hasn't been out since 94 either. God for life.
Would you have been single, like trying it on?
Yeah, well, I wasn't trying it on. I was just enjoying my early 20s.
But if something happens, you wouldn't say no, kind of thing.
Oh, I wasn't that kind of bloke, but you know, if I felt like there was a connection,
something deeper.
He'd be there reading his poetry in the corner.
Something
yeah.
deeper.
That's mental.
Oh, fucking hell. It's not mental.
Imagine being in a dance floor and there's just David there, pilled up to his eyeballs, going, I'm just looking for connection. Shoulder barging everybody off the floor.
Yeah, all sweaty.
I don't think Zap 1994 is the place to build connections with females, David.
What? Why?
Females?
That's a Friday Night Dinner reference. Mate, the guy always, yeah, he always goes females,
yeah.
doesn't he?
Yeah. I'm glad you clarified that.
I don't actually use the term females to talk about.
Oh, I'm going on a night out to look for some females.
God almighty. Oh, happy days.
Dear Lord. Happy days.
Yeah. Amazing. Let's talk. I quite like talking about clubbing, to be honest with you. I'm just aware of like Exeter football fans going, why don't they talk about
Exeter?
This is inside info, isn't
it? Fucking hell. All I hear about is Exeter.
They definitely just want to listen to people talk about Yazoo and pills and females. I think that's Exeter's agenda, surely.
It's a great combo.
Where did you grow up, Maisie? Where did you go clubbing?
Well, yeah, Leeds, really. But that's got quite a few good clubs.
Yes.
But
great night out.
I feel like, yeah, it's a really, really good night out. It's a really good night out. In fact, I was trying to think, before the last time I went clubbing, the last brilliant big night out I had was in Leeds. And we did the Otley Run. Are you aware of this?
Yeah. I've done the Otley Run.
So good, isn't it? So
yeah, quality.
You start in Otley, which is just outside Leeds,
this
and
is
you
the
just
sort
drink
of
at every pub.
I was talking about with
yeah.
ladies.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. You can't move for females,
Wait,
David.
What? Maisie, have you ever heard of a place called Sherburn?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, basically, like a load of my mates live right really close. Well, Sherburn's like a town close to Otley. Or maybe might not actually be that
Sherburn?
Close. Yeah, Sherburn in Elmet. And basically, a load of my mates from uni live there, so we did the Otley Run.
Sort of looking down your nose at Sherburn there, Maisie.
Mm.
Sort of really glazing over at the Sherburn section.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, it's not your Montpellier of Leeds, put it that way. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And it's always such a good night. And the last time I did it, obviously, you know, John, but you go in fancy dress.
Yeah,
and you start at like 2 p.m. and you go all the way through. Right. So I said to my friends, I want to do the Otley Run for my birthday. And my friends were bang up for it. But then they were going in the WhatsApp group, we're not doing fancy dress. We're not doing it. I was like, it's the Otley Run. You've got to do fancy dress. Anyway, they were like, no, we're not doing it. We're not doing it. But we'll do the Otley Run. So I turned up, a bit kind of miffed because it's my birthday and we're not doing fancy dress. I turn up into this pub. And it was that one on Hyde Park Corner. And they were all in fancy dress, as me.
Ooh.
So they had all dressed up as me, and they'd got, it was back when I used to have my weird haircut, and they'd all got the weird haircut as a wig, and then a Fred Perry, like a knockoff Fred Perry top. And what was so embarrassing is I had turned up in a Fred Perry.
Oh.
So I've completely fulfilled every expectation. So we did the Otley Run as like 12 Maisies. Yes.
Ooh, yeah. I've got a story about loads.
Go on.
Oh, you can't tease us like that. Come on, spill.
I don't know if I can say this.
Oh, why do you, every episode you do this?
All the time.
Basically, for a party where everyone had to come as him.
But he then dress code.
He then went, who's homosexual here?
Okay.
You. We all go upstairs and we all have sex.
Whilst they're dressed as him?
Yeah. 5 or 6.
But also, what era of him are they dressed as? Because that's a big part of it. Like, if you're and you're in your 50s, you want to be, and that is your thing, you want to be shagging somebody who's dressed as you. You want them to be dressed as...
Yeah,
you don't want them to be... You don't want them dressed as...
I do.
No.
Yeah, I strangely do.
Yeah, fair dues. Yeah. Do you believe that?
I don't know.
I think it's so specific that I think it has to be true.
Mm.
I don't think people can just make up something like that.
No.
And he's got weird vibes, hasn't he? He's got weird energy.
Yeah.
Got another story if you want to hear it.
Come on. You were one of the ones that went upstairs.
Super little evening. Absolutely super evening.
What's your other one?
So this is in Sussex. My sister and my brother-in-law went, sort of ruined the punchline, but went to this place, this hotel restaurant, really nice. And they walked into the restaurant, sort of stone paving. These paving slabs, really lovely. Walked in, and the guy went, my brother-in-law overheard this guy say, nice shoes. And he turned around.
What?
Yeah. At this table in Sussex, nice shoes.
Nice shoes?
Yeah.
What were
their
shoes? Do you know what the shoes were?
Don't know. But you turn around and go, oh, thank you. Yeah.
Whoa. That is cool.
I've got another.
Oh, for
there
God's
sake. Can't be any
you haven't.
Leave him alone.
Good story, the nice shoes one, but I fear that you should have started with the nice shoes one and then got into the alleged one, because you can't go from apparently he shagged 5 people who were all dressed as him to he once complimented somebody on his shoes. It was quite a fall from grace, that, David.
I was severely underwhelmed by the second story.
Oh, really? I thought you were sort of in. You were sort of leaning in, listening.
I was, because I thought it'd go and then they shagged him.
Yeah. I will, after this conversation, I definitely have an anecdote to tell people now. Spoiler alert, it's not the one about your brother-in-law's nice shoes.
Maisie, are you stylish? I get the feeling you're stylish without trying.
Well, I don't know. I think I have a distinctive style, clearly so much that my mates... can go as fancy dress.
Yeah, but I think you can sling someone something on, you go, that works.
I can't tell if this is a dig or a compliment.
No, it's not a dig.
No.
I
think, check your shoulder.
I'm looking because Maisie's behind me. Oh, very nice too.
We're actually in the same room. I know what I like and I like what I know. And I when you say, you can fling something on, I can't. You know when people just go to like a second-hand shop and just give something a go? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. I've got three shops that I like to go to, and anything outside of that, I'd sort of have an existential crisis about wearing it, to be honest.
Okay.
Can we hear your three shots?
I've got very long legs as well, so I struggle to buy trousers or jeans. So I can only buy them in certain places.
Where? What, high and mighty?
Oh, God, no. What's high and mighty? I've heard of Long Tall Sally. Is high and mighty like the sort of Giacomo of women?
No, high and mighty. I think it's on the main street in Brighton. It's for you.
High and mighty?
Yeah.
You're making this up.
No, check out high and mighty. Google it.
For them, do you? What's his name?
That's high and mighty.
I have to get bloke's Levi's, but it's like I've got 36 leg length, and then a 29 waist. So there's very few lads who've got that waist but a leg length. I think I've got a sort of similar physique to Mick Jagger, essentially, is what I'm saying. They're very hard to come by, a Levi's in that size.
36? How tall are you then? Okay, it's not about that.
5'11".
5'11"?
Are you? Hey, same here.
Yeah.
You're not, hey, David. We've been through this, David. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nowhere near. He's nowhere near it. Oh, the bloody... Sick of them.
David, you're shorter than me, and I'm 5'10".
You're 5'10". Short. How tall are you, Alfie?
5'6". I'm proud.
Oh, you're 5'6".
Yeah.
You don't look short. I would have
guessed.
I'm
sitting down.
Without having ever met any of you in IRL, I would have guessed John shortest, David, Alfie.
The tallest.
Yeah.
No, wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm pocket sized, unfortunately.
It's the other way.
Yeah.
And John's a unit.
Yeah, no, John's a beast.
No. He is actually, if you see John, you go, oh, every time.
Quite striking.
It's not a lot. Yeah. It's not very high, but it's, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Every person that meets me goes, oh, you're taller in real life, aren't you? And you can't, I don't know what the answer is to that, because you're like, well, I've always been in real life. Like, I've never assumed I'm 5'5". You have.
Alfie, if you look to the left, like top left, and then look down slowly, you see a man with a top off and an erect penis.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
There's another one.
Can we talk about Soccer Aid, please?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Is that the segue? Are we going to go from a wall of pots?
Sorry. Soccer Aid.
Yeah, right. Let's do it. Yeah. Soccer Aid. What do you want to know?
Well,
who was on your team?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hang on. I can do a massive deep dive on this.
Okay.
I think a lot of people maybe fantasize about Soccer Aid. About Soccer Aid. Sometimes I watch the match and go, oh, fuck, how'd you get arsed? I'd love to be part of that. Mm. I was watching you play and I could not believe who you're sharing the pitch with.
Yeah.
You were playing at Man United Stadium, and they're my second team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Politically well said. Good lad.
I really want to know what the day was like from being in the changing rooms. Just what did you do? Where
it's mad.
Wow.
So you actually train for 3 days beforehand together. You turn up to this like fancy spa on the Thursday, and you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday all together to get to like bond as a team, doing training drills all day. You eat together, and then we do karaoke in the evenings. It's great. And
who's
then
on your team? on your team?
This year or last year?
Oh, always get asked.
Wow, that old chestnut.
Well, listen. I'm going to tell you about last year because I can tell you what happened. It blew my mind. I was like you, Dave. I wanted always to do it. Really wanted to do it. Yeah, it was Totti, Hernan Crespo, Roberto Carlos. So like it was wall to wall legends, right? And so you turn up for these like 3 days, and then on the day. I don't know if you know this, but so you do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but I got married on the Saturday. So the next day was Soccer Aid. So, and I had this whole plan of like, right, I've got soccer aid the next day. And again, like, it was a dream to do, so there was never any question that I was going to do it. We got married here in Brighton, and as you said, David, like, the game's up at Old Trafford. So a car was coming for me at 10 a.m. So I was like, to my bridesmaid, I was like, listen, I've got soccer aid the next day. I've wanted to do it for, like, years. First time that ever having women on who aren't former professionals. So, you know, I'm going to be under a lot of scrutiny. I need to be on my A game. So I'm not going to drink after 8 o'clock. So I've got a load of no secco. And when I'm having a drink from then on, if you're going to get me a drink from the bar, get me a no secco.
Did this cause tension?
No, they were like, 100% okay. Maze, got it, 100%.
No, your husband.
No, what? When I went up to my husband and said, do you want to spend the day after our wedding in hospitality at Old Trafford with a load of footballing legends, yeah, followed by an after party,
oh my,
would that be
God,
okay? He was like, absolutely, shall we get married every year? So So I said to my bridesmaids, like, I'm not going to drink after 8 o'clock, and I'm not going to have like an early night, but I just don't want to be hungover for it. I am absolutely battered, dancing on people's shoulders by 3 a.m. Like, it's my wedding. Of course I didn't stick to it. So the car comes the next morning at 10 a.m. I'm so hungover, I can't speak. Mike went to bed in his suit and was still wearing the suit when we went up to Old Trafford. We asked the driver to pull in at our flat on the way so that we could just get pillows and lie down in the back. And then I turn up at this fancy hotel in Manchester where all the players are. It's match day. There's all this press. And we get called in for this squad announcement of, like, who's going to be in the starting 11 and all of this. And, like, if you've ever watched Soccer Aid, they tend to start it with a lot of the pros sort of set the standard, and then the celebs will sort of, you know, feature, it will be peppered in throughout the 90 minutes. I turn up, I'm hanging out my ass, and Mauricio Pochettino is our manager alongside Mel C, Sporty Spice, and Martin Compston
was his assistant.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an actual selection. It's Maurizio Pochettino, aided by Sporty Spice and Martin Compston, the guy from Line of Duty.
Oh, quality.
It's your classic coaching team.
Yeah.
So we all get called in, and he names his starting 11, and Poch has started me.
Whoa.
Up front.
Don't just say Poch.
Poch.
Poch, listen, we're good Poch. Mates now, me and Poch. We're good mates.
Is he on your phone? Is he on your phone?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No way.
Is he on your phone?
It's insane. Do you know what? I actually had this moment when over New Year, we went on holiday, me and my husband and some mates, and we were in a hire car, and the screen at the front of the hire car was connected to my phone for like the sat nav. And a message came up from Roberto Carlos, and the car went mad. They were like, you're getting a message from Roberto Carlos. So I was like, don't worry about it. But anyway, we go into this room, and they announced the starting lineup, and I'm on up front on the right wing. And on the left wing is Usain Bolt. And Mauricio Pochettino genuinely looks me in the eye and is like, so when Usain makes the run with the ball, you need to match him and be there ready to receive it. And I'm like, I don't think I could do that on a good day. He's notorious. Running is notoriously what Usain Bolt does pretty well. He's the fastest man in the world. And you're asking me, the day after my wedding, when I'm hanging out my ass to match his run, ready for the cross at Old Trafford. It was insane. Like, I remember when I came off, I checked my phone and my husband had texted me being like, because he was watching from hospitality and he could have all the commentary, and he was like, I've just heard the most insane thing. And it was the commentary went Totti to Crespo to Adam, and I was like, when else are you gonna ever hear that? Like, as a footy fan, that's that sort of stuff you dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can we park it there and rewind a bit? You know when you...
That's information overload.
Oh, you know when you go training, the first day training?
Yeah.
Are you you're training as both teams together, or are you separated? Or
yeah, you're both on the same like you're both in the same area, but it's World 11 and England team. Yeah.
Mm.
So you walk in and you see Crespo and Totti and Roberto. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
Well, like it genuinely did feel like because you turn up and you're having your, like your photo taken on the outside, and then you walk in and they're like, right, everybody just go in when you arrive, go in and get some dinner and mingle. And it really did feel like your first day at school. You know, when you turn away in the canteen with your tray and you don't know where to sit. And when I got it, I was like so excited, but I had heard from like some other people who'd done it, like it could be a bit cliquey. And I was really nervous about that, especially because there wasn't many women there.
Yeah.
And especially not any professional, you know, footballing women. So I turn around, I've literally got this tray of like chicken skewers and some veg, acutely conscious of looking like I should know what you're meant to be eating in the days in the run up to. And I'll like turn around and there's just a group of lads and they're all sort of like the Love Island type lads, the kind of very young, fit, muscly. Yeah, very... they take football really seriously, lads.
Right.
And it was and crucially, it was a table of like six people. And there was already like six people on it and some lads who'd pulled their chairs round. And there was like no way for me to get in. So I was a bit like, oh God, what do I do?
I'm getting anxiety and then, listening to this.
And literally, I was like, what do I do? So I sort of like stayed near the food station, putting a few more peas on my plate. And then... this will sound like a clang, but it's how it happened. Mo Farah was also loading up his plate and I'd been on fantasy football with him and we'd had a bit of a laugh and got on quite well. So I was like, oh, hi, Mo. And he was, oh, hello. And I just went and sat down with Mo Farah.
Nice.
And we started our own table. And then from that, like loads of people came and sat with us. And there was loads of wit, like Emma Hayes, Chelsea manager, was there, and Vicky McClure.
Wow.
And that suddenly felt all right. But that brief bit before I saw Mo, I was like, this is terrifying. It felt like I just immediately went back to 10 years old at school.
Where would you have gone if Mo hadn't saved the day? Where do you reckon you would have?
I just think I'd have done another round of the buffet. Do you know, I'd have started again at the buffet and just kept waiting until somebody else arrived. You can't go and sit on your own, can you?
No,
but like equally,
no,
there was no way of joining that table. There was no like way in.
Yeah.
And they were already, you know, when you can tell they're already in quite far into a big conversation, you're like, I don't know, I can join this. So I have never been so glad since 2012 to see Mo Farah.
Oh, right on cue.
So when you're training with them, the first time you're out on the pitch and you see them with the ball, even like a 50-year-old Crespo or whatever, do they still look nice and tasty with it?
It's sublime, absolutely sublime. Like it's like watching caramel. Do you know what I mean? It's so smooth. Yeah. It's just effortlessly. And like we would all, even the good non-professional, like Stephen Bartlett, that guy from Dragon's Den, he's dead good.
There was
a TikToker. Oh, he's so good.
Oh,
he's really good.
For God's sake.
Yeah, I know, it's annoying. That's the annoying the Huel kicking.
Yeah, he loves his Huel.
We're having Yazoo. We're having Yazoo, not Huel. Yeah. That's where we're going wrong.
This is the best Yazoo product that Yazoo make.
I've seen the competitors, I know what you think.
Yop is too big.
He's really good. And like there was a few TikTokers in the Love Island lot who were, you know, very good. But even watching them, they've got like a keenness to them that's like showing how good they are. Whereas the professionals are just so chilled and calm, and they just know what they've been like. A clip popped up on my Instagram last night when I was getting into bed, and it was Ronaldinho doing Soccer Aid. It was on Soccer Aid's account. It was Ronaldinho a few years ago, and just like effort, like Ben Shepherd's trying to get this ball off him, and he just megs him and runs around him.
Yeah,
like,
I love that clip.
No questions asked. It's so good. Yeah. I mean, Bobby Keane scored the two. Oh, I shinned him in the game, and I didn't even remember.
What, you mean the studs down his shin?
No, I just sort of like blasted past him, but he sort of did a little like hop. I think I stepped on him in some way because he sort of did a little hobbled run afterwards. I don't even remember it. I just, it's such a blur. But when I checked my phone, I had a text from my friend Josh, and he was like, "Oh, it was great watching you. I can't believe you shinned Gary Neville." And I was like, I don't remember doing that. But
did he look good?
Yeah.
Because he was just like a, you know, a very, very good right back, but nothing. Did he look good?
No flair.
Yeah, he did look good, to be fair. But Robbie Keane was probably like the best of just. I mean, he scored twice in the game, and that both of them were just goals where you're watching, going, "How in it? What? Like, oh, that's just beautiful." Yeah. Yeah, it's a mad experience.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm like counting down the days till
you're doing
this
it again.
Because, yeah, doing it this year. No, it's at Stamford Bridge this year.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
God. Oh, I'm
you're
so
really
jealous.
In there now, aren't
yeah,
you?
You're in
there. You're in the bubble.
I hope so. I'd listen, this time I'm going to be on the table where people are trying to be.
Yeah, exactly.
You and Mike.
So make sure you're welcoming.
Well, that's a massive dream of mine, actually. I'd love to play at Soccer Aid. As soon as you can't play pro,
it's so good.
You just want to play at Soccer Aid. That's it.
Yeah. 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 It's just a mad, mad blur.
So you're at Old Trafford. You're in the changing rooms.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, it's kind of weird because you're in the changing room that, of course, you're aware of all these incredible squads over the years have been in, that Fergie's kicked the boot at Beckham in and all of that. And then actually, like, they've all got the shirts round, but then because there's only like four women playing, I guess they've got a bit of a duty of care to not be like, yeah, get changed in front of the blokes. We were like put in sort of basically a big bathroom to get changed in, it was actually kind of cooler because all of the blokes are like doing all their get your head in the game stuff. Not really. Some of them still kept the headphones on whilst, you know, changing shorts. It's like, yeah. And then I find myself in essentially a large toilet with Sporty Spice. And a World Cup winner, and Heather O'Reilly, who's won the World Cup with the USA team. So I was with Heather O'Reilly, Caelan Kyle, who played for Canada, and Sporty Spice, and we were all just there, kind of just getting changed in this tiny room.
Have you got nerves? Wicked. Have you got butterflies?
Oh. Well, like, I've got butterflies, but also I am hanging out. And when I say I'm hanging out my ass, I'm like very much just focusing on not getting the shake. And I think people thought they were nerves. They weren't. They were just, the Prosecco was still coursing through my veins.
So you played at Soccer Aid pissed?
I couldn't possibly say. No, obviously not. I had lots of bread that morning.
Yeah.
Plenty of Yazoos.
Mm-hmm. Huel?
I was fine. Lazy. I was so much Huel. So much. Bartlett was on hand with the Huel. Of course he was. But it's... But yeah, it was mad. Like, it felt the whole thing felt like a dream.
You're waiting in line in the tunnel. Is Old Trafford more or less full?
It's full. Yeah, it's completely sold out. And we came into the, like, we got changed, and then we're all in the dressing room, and Usain Bolt was the captain, so he's like trying to get us all fired up. Then you get led out into the tunnel where you're lined up alongside the England squad.
I feel nervous.
And it was so nerve-wracking. And then, like, you can see all the, like, flame things going up out on the pitch. And you can hear the crowd.
You've come as close as you can get to just experiencing.
To being, to feeling what it's like. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing. And, you walk out and... You know, people are just like cheering all over.
Can you try and explain? So I'm never going to experience it. What that
you
little
can't,
walk
and
out.
Like you, like, it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. And there's sort of so much noise that you can't hear any one particular, like, you can't hear the music that's playing. You can't hear what the person next to you is saying. Like, Robbie Williams walked past me and was, like, chatting to me as we were walking. And I was having to do that thing where I was, like, nodding and going, hey, yeah, because I couldn't hear a word he was saying. He was just sort of talking. He could have been saying anything. I was going, yeah. Not a clue, not a clue. And then it's all so fast as well. You think, like, oh, we're probably going to line up and do all that. Literally, it's like, right, get into your positions. And the whistle blew and the first ball came to me. And I was like, right, just. And as soon as he'd done the first touch, I was like, okay, I'm all right. Now just keep running. You'll be all right. But my main thought throughout the whole time I was on the pitch was like, Don't throw up. Don't vom on the pitch on a charity football game on live TV. Do not do that, Maisie.
Yeah.
Is everyone playing in that game, like, to a certain standard? They're good footballers, the celebrities.
Yeah. No, you do. You do. Obviously, I wouldn't name them. But, like, you do get people who aren't, like, great players. But I think that's kind of what's the entertaining thing about it, isn't it? You've got, like, people who are the old, oh, I could have gone pro, yeah, definitely could have gone pro, but it doesn't matter because you're passing to somebody who's, like, only played football for the first time this week, so
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love seeing, like, who's surprisingly good, like, yeah, how have you had the time? Well, like, so Stephen Bartlett was dead good. I tell you who was good. Sam Claflin, the actor, he was dead good. He was really, really good. He's in that Me Before You. He's in
Claflin.
Oh God. Oh, he was him. Yeah, he was good. He was really, really good.
Maisie, did Hayden Christensen play your year, or was he the year before?
That was year before.
God, that would have been a big one.
Who's that, John? Sorry?
Yeah.
Anakin Skywalker.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Yep.
Oh yeah.
No, he went on, man. Sorry. The Force wasn't with us.
Anakin Skywalker.
You idiot.
Come on. That's the only thing he's... Well, bless him. That's the only thing he's really done, isn't it?
Oh,
but yeah, it's mad.
Nervous about receiving the ball for the first time in front of... Even though
100%.
You've got nothing to prove.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's the noise like 100%. When something happens? Like if a goal goes in? What does it sound
like? So, like a big... like almost like white noise, like it doesn't sound like it sounds on the telly. It sounds like I don't know how to describe it, but like blurry. It's just a blurry wave of sound rather than like cheers. You can just sort of, it's mad and it's so massive. So, like I remember when Robbie scored, we like went mad for it, but he's so far away even then. Like it was mad. It was really, really mad. And then, when we won, that was wicked because you get to go round with the big silver disc trophy and you get to all celebrate together. And it's mad. Like, my profile picture on Facebook is like me celebrating with bloody Patrice Evra and like Nanny. Oh, that was it as well. Like, Nanny still does all this fancy footwork. Oh. At halftime, Patrice in the changing rooms was like, stop trying to play beautiful football. We need to win this game. Nobody is impressed by beautiful feet. We need to pass the ball. You are keeping it too long. Like, I don't think that side of them goes, does it? Like, even though it's a charity game, they're like, stop dicking about. I want to win this. They were like really taking it quite seriously. I loved it.
So when you win, is that like a big after party? Is there like a location where you go?
Well, the big after party was in this big hotel where we'd all been staying, and it was mad. And also it was wicked because so my husband had come up along with my two best mates, Luke and Jordan, who had been the groomsmen at our wedding, and my cousin Jo, she came with us as well. And so they were like my guests. Everybody gets like a couple of guests to bring, and we were just at this party, and you keep seeing these like mad names. And what was so lovely is because they all knew that I'd got married the day before. Like they'd done like loads of really sweet things, like getting us a cake and stuff. Aww. And it's mad because like you're chatting like to my two mates from school, Luke and Jordan. They're like keep looking around, being like, "This is mad, this is mad." And next thing you know, Maurizio's coming over and being like, how was your wedding then? Was it nice? You know, and like Tom Hiddleston came over and my friend Luke was like, hi, Loki. He's like, it's not his name. It's not his name. That's who he plays. Name's Tom. Keep it normal.
Yeah. Keep Don't embarrass me, please.
Yeah.
This is my world now.
It was mad. It was such a bizarre night. Like, even now when I'm talking about it, it's insane that that was the day after my wedding.
Yeah.
Did you relax at all in their company? Did you ever go, yeah, I feel fine now with Roberto Carlos. This is fine.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can. Like, we would be on the coach on the way to the game and I was sat with Lee Mack and we were sat...
Can Lee Mack?
Like, I was sat opposite Lee Mack. Yeah, I was sat opposite Lee Mack and then... Therese was next to me and Roberto Carlos was next to Lee Matt. And it's like, we were just sat on this little table for four and we were having a really nice conversation. And then all of a sudden your brain will just go, you're sat next to Patrice Evra with Roberto Carlos. Like what is happening?
That's insane.
But you're talking about really like nice mundane things of like, where's your favorite holiday that you've been on? And you're like nodding along, go, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then suddenly you'll go, you're talking about holidays with Patrice Evra.
Yeah.
Do there like big moments in football ever get brought up? Like, does anyone ever go, oh, Roberto Carlos, that free kick, da 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 da, that sort of thing? Or is it always very like...
I don't think so. I think we like, we spoke about quite normal stuff. I guess otherwise it's a bit of a busman's holiday for him, isn't it? Yeah. And I don't know. Like, it can end up being a bit like, you know, if you're... I mean, I'm sure you get this, David, but like people be going... Go on, what's your best joke then? Go on, what is it? Or something like that. You're like, oh, come on, can we just talk about a normal thing? So we actually didn't talk about big moments of football history that often.
You really like, want to though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, oh, I'd be.
You'd really, oh. I had so many questions that I had to bite my tongue. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Honestly, you've lived a lot of people's dream.
Yeah.
I hope you're fucking grateful.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if I was like, no, it was not like, I'd have quite liked a day at home, actually, after my wedding, because I was quite tired, actually.
Also, you've just got it coming up. Who's, are you allowed to say who it is this year?
Yeah, yeah, they've, like, announced quite a few. So this year on the World 11 again, and, like, the big name, I guess, is Eden Hazard, who's going to be playing with us.
God.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's still playing, isn't
yeah.
he? Is he just
he's retired.
He's retired, yeah.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Still he's still unbelievable as well.
He's unreal. Oh. So, yeah.
And at Chelsea as well.
I can't
well.
Wait.
Yeah.
And at Chelsea.
You're going to play
yeah.
with Eden Hazard at Stamford Bridge.
Poch is back as our manager as well.
Oh. Maisie, could you say, not now, I'm not saying do it, but could you text Pochettino and just go, good luck Saturday? Is it that kind of relationship? Good luck Saturday.
I think I'd look a bit like, my mum uses this word, coolie. I don't really know where it comes from, but like basically really clingy people yeah. that don't leave you alone. And I'm hesitant. He's such an effortlessly cool bloke that I'd have to be like, yeah, I wouldn't want to.
How do you do it? I'd have to somehow worm my way in without him realising.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I think yeah. like, if, I think like if Chelsea won like a title or a, you know.
Oh, you could do that.
I could do it then. But you don't want to just be dropping a cheeky thing in yeah. here and there.
Congratulations,
dear.
And then
annoying.
A couple of balloons and.
I think you do it. I think you're like, oh, you won one without me or something, and then picture you and him with a trophy, or, like make yeah. it a bit jokey.
Oh, that's a gamble, I'd say.
No, that's not.
No, I think that's
yeah.
nice.
Alfie, the stakes are high with that.
That's
yeah.
really,
the reward is that you have an in joke. You could have an in joke.
Oh, I think Maisie's making it about her when it's him.
That's it. That's what I'd worry about.
You've got to be careful there, Alfie.
No, I'm
just thinking
like
I'm probably... I can't be trusted. So I'm just thinking I definitely would have that in the draft.
Ooh, this isn't about you,
yeah.
Alfie. This
Reloaded
is about me
the
winning
text,
the Premier.
Text bomb.
Yeah, this isn't about you, Alfie.
Oh, man. It's
Why
hard,
did I think
though.
That was
it's
good?
Hard.
So you got a worm in.
No, I liked it. I like that.
But I think he's getting loads of congratulations on the title.
Oh, boring, another one.
You want to stand
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I agree. Little
but in the right way.
My husband's dad is called Patrick, and a couple of weeks ago, I was ringing him. Like, I had to ring him to be like, oh, are we all right to come around for around 4 o'clock? And I very nearly accidentally rang Patrice Evra instead. And I had like an actual little panic of like, how would you have ever recovered if you'd have rang Patrice without realizing? What if it had gone to voicemail and you left a bloody voicemail going, hi, Patrick, we'll be with you in about half an hour. It'll be more like 4 o'clock, but we are on our way. I'd be absolutely mortified.
Do you ever go like this at night on the sofa and just look at them? Look at their phone numbers.
That's mental.
Their WhatsApp pictures.
Yeah, just go, fucking hell.
That's mental.
Do you know what? I've realised, though, like, big famous people don't have a WhatsApp picture. And now I'm like, Of course they don't. Of course they don't, because they're going to be put in WhatsApp groups. And they don't want people knowing who they are. That's the level of fame that is that, like, when you don't have a WhatsApp photo for your own good. That's a different level, isn't it? Whereas I would say I'm at the level where I'm desperately scrolling through my photos to pick which one I'm going to look quite cool in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't do that, David. Yours is... You've drawn on your own face spaghetti hair or something.
What happened?
If anything, that's...
Oh, yeah.
If anything, that's
a far
look at,
cry.
Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah,
it is.
In the group.
You're asking for someone to click on your photo with that.
Yeah. Isn't he funny? Isn't he funny?
Well, that's my fucking job, son.
Oh. Is your WhatsApp bio something like, yeah, I guess you could serve a bit of a character?
Only me.
Oh.
Just little old me.
Ooh.
Oh.
Would you like to see David's WhatsApp profile picture?
Do you know what it was? I'm young at heart. I think it's young at heart.
Is it?
Look, my son
it's,
did that.
It's a lot of
young
things.
At heart. I was going to say it's like 5-year-old at heart. I don't think that's it's what they mean by young at heart.
Age is just a number.
Hmm?
Age is just a number.
Correct. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Is this because you've just turned 50?
Good God.
I'm just looking at my profile and just thinking I've got to change that. That's horrible.
No, it's nice. No, it's nice. I actually think it's nice. Very down to earth.
Well, I've lost confidence.
Yeah.
No, don't. Please don't. That wasn't the outcome of that.
Go full fame and just don't have a WhatsApp picture and people will be like, oh my God, that's somebody famous. That's definitely somebody famous.
But will they go, he thinks he's so famous?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh yeah, no, actually that's the issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Then people would be like, who do you think you are?
Yeah, who do you think he is? He thinks we're going to stalk him.
I'm absolutely changing that. That's horrible.
No, don't change it.
Oh, don't.
Why would you change it?
Oh, we've shamed him.
Oh no, I love that little picture. It brings me a lot of joy.
I was going to ask you a question, Maisie. I can't remember what it was.
Oh
shit!
Great podcaster. That.
Have you got anything to ask, guys? Why?
God, I feel like I'm so overwhelmed by the soccer aid stuff.
I could ask.
Oh, that's it.
Soccer aid all the time.
Here he is.
He's forgotten.
He's still not got it.
I love soccer aid, but I feel sad watching it.
Okay.
Because the great players have now thickened.
Sorry?
Yeah. Become fat.
Like a
tubby.
Not fat. I wouldn't say it's fat.
No,
just
yop.
Thickened.
Yop's the thick one.
They're still fit.
Oh, yop. They've gone from a yazoo to a yop.
And I looked at Totti and I went, oh.
Why'd it make you sad?
Death.
And here we are again.
We always come back to death with you, isn't it? Jeez, just live a little.
Go 1 hour without talking about
death. I don't want to
see
the great athletes decay.
Because does that mean it means if they look different, it means you're also
a mirror image of my good self.
I love that David was like, soccer aid is great, but it can make me sad. And my brain immediately thought, oh, because of all of the VTs of the work that UNICEF do with the disadvantaged people around the world. Yeah. And David was like, oh, no, it's just that some of the footballers are a bit heavier due to the natural causes of age. Yeah. Oh, I can watch those people who have to walk miles just to get water.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that stuff. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what really chokes me up is is Totti turning 50. That's what really does it for me.
And Crespo, I was like, fucking hell,
Crespo. I don't think they would like you doing a mirror image. Because they're athletes that have tried to keep themselves in amazing athletic shape, and they're going, oh, God, he thinks that we're...
No, they haven't, though, have they, Alfie? They've let themselves go.
No, a lot have. Patrice Evra is probably still really muscly.
Patrice Evra's still,
yeah. But some of them are just genetically better, aren't they?
Fantastic.
Some of them are
genetically... But I would say, like, even the ones that we're talking about who are a bit, you know, carrying a bit more timber these days... You that's why it's so surprising when they get on the pitch then and it's still sublime. Like, they look like everybody's Sunday league team now, but they are still exceptional play, like unbelievable. Mm. Unbelievable. It's just the outside that's changed. They're still that incredible world class baller on the inside.
It's not a big change, it's just slightly
a couple of inches.
Thickened.
I'm sorry that you get sad seeing it, David. I'm really
sorry. Let it go.
You're never going to get an invite if you keep disrespecting the pros.
You keep fat shaming the pros.
Yeah.
I love that. He's like, oh, I'd love to do Soccer Aid. I'd love to do Soccer Aid, but I tell you what, bunch of fatties these days. Like,
just in the change room, shaking your head when they get changed.
Yeah. State of
sad.
You lot.
I'm sad state that, Roberto.
Totti, you have let yourself go.
Yeah. Clock's ticking, mate.
You'll be thinking that about Eden Hazard. He's let himself go a little bit. He's on the bigger side now, yeah.
He hasn't. He looks great.
You have to say that, Maisie.
Yeah, so in the party line, he's huge.
He's your captain.
Party line. Yeah, yeah. Sorry for not fat shaming my captain before I go on to play for him. Sorry for not committing that career suicide.
He's a hunk. He's an absolute hunk. He's a freaking hunk, that guy.
Yeah.
Right, David. You're not getting an invite, so you can speak your mind.
Oh God.
Would you hold your own, David, do you think?
On the pitch? Oh, I'd pull a hammy immediately.
Oh, really? I thought you played a level. I can play county.
Yeah. I can play.
No, county Div 2, not county.
County Div 2, I can play.
So you would hold your own? I'd be awful.
Are they still quick, Maisie?
Sorry?
Are they still quite quick? They've still got a bit of pace.
Yeah. It's terrifyingly quick. You blink and they're on the other side of the pitch.
Oh. Even thickened?
Stop. Yes, quick and thick. That's how I describe it. Quick and thick.
Oh, I know what I want to ask. Do you know who's taking the penalties before you go to penalties? Because I always watch the penalties and think I could never take one.
Oh, I'd love to take one.
It wasn't discussed beforehand. Thankfully, it didn't go to penalties, but it wasn't discussed beforehand. I think it's discussed in that moment and people just put themselves forward. Let me tell you right away, I would be absolutely finding the floor very interesting and not making eye contact with Poch at all. I would not want to put myself forward for a penalty. I'm all right as a striker, but I'm terrible at taking a penalty.
It's so scary. I always think
that's so scary
because some people who don't want to take it, if it goes too far, then they have to start doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like that is where, for me, Soccer Aid would go from dream territory to nightmare territory.
I'm sorry, I'm just reading who's involved this year. Stuart Broad's involved, is he? I've written a song about him. Tell him. I've written a song about him.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, I have.
Do not tell him.
Tell him if you want.
To be fair, David writing a song about you doesn't really make you that special. I think he's got a song for most people.
I'll pass it on.
Oh God,
Maisie, are you up for ending the show with a game I've come up with?
Yes, please.
It's a new game. I've never played with you, John or Alfie.
That's going to be crap.
Well,
is it guess the weight of the former professional footballer?
That is a very unethical game.
Oh, it's all right. You can be a couple of stone over.
I don't think we should do that.
Yeah, but let's not start guessing.
No, I'm not guessing other. No. That was your idea, Maisie.
What's the game?
Football club nicknames.
Okay.
It's boring. It's really boring.
Come on. It's really... Why are Alfie and John shaking their heads?
Because he comes up with a crap game every week.
Football club nicknames. It's really simple. If you know the nickname of the club, you beep in and you go, hey, I know the nickname, and you get a point.
Oh, were you playing?
I was doing it with my boy this morning. I was quite interested for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you're all playing.
Okay.
It's really boring.
Is that what constitutes good enough for the pod, is it? 5 minutes of
comedy twist or anything.
It's not very quirky.
It's not quirky.
Or original or anything. Not, it's just
not
a game.
Not like my WhatsApp. Picky.
Yeah, not like the noodle there. Huh?
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
So this could be championship... Whatever. It's, you know.
Yeah. Whatever. Championship, whatever. Is it championship?
Or Premier League.
So it's only the championship and the Premier League?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I'll do League One as well for you, John. Mm. I'll tell you what, I'll give you three each.
Yeah.
Each. Okay, this is better.
Okay, so points are points starting again.
Yeah. Alfie, okay.
John, you're competitive.
Yeah, it's an it.
Shut up, Alfie.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Who's this for?
Yeah, what are we doing now?
Three for Alfie. Okay. And okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Burnley FC.
Burnley.
That's a horrible one.
Yeah, no. I don't know. The Clarets.
Yes! 1 point. Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, lovely.
Thank you. Is that it?
No. Sheffield United.
It's
hard as well.
Sheffield United.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not to beep.
Do you know it, do you?
Yeah, it's a big one. This is a really famous one. It's think of the name of the rivalry between Wednesday.
Yeah, no, and... I know. I don't know.
Right, Maisie's literally doing it.
The Blades.
The Rats.
The Blades.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm not giving that.
No.
When someone's going like that.
Yeah.
That could be anything. Knives.
Pitchfork.
Well, you said the Rats to begin with. Didn't
I
you?
Said
the
I was going to say, and I went the Rats. It was me. That's my thinking noise.
I'll give you a 0.5. 2.5.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
2.5. Thank you.
Are you saying no, John?
No. What? It's
don't give it to me. I don't want it.
No.
I don't want it.
Lazy. Are you ready, Maisie?
He's only given him two.
He's on one.
Is he?
Yeah, he's on one, and you've only given him two out of three. It's not like you're meant to be the gamesman here.
Yeah.
How many have I asked you?
Two.
Burnley, Sheffield United.
Fair dues.
Yeah.
Christ.
Leyton Orient.
This one's, I think, pretty self-explanatory.
Orient.
No, close.
Yes, the O's and Orient.
Yeah. Thank you.
2 points.
Well, I wouldn't give him Orient. But yeah.
Well, that's what it bloody is.
Yeah, but that is the O's.
Maisie, are you ready, Maisie?
I'm ready.
Sheffield Wednesday.
Oh, the fucking thing on their badge.
Yeah, exactly.
Owl.
The fucking...
I wanted to say, like, I was like, it's a white owl, and I was like, it's not a fucking sheep. It's not a sheep. Don't say sheep. But my brain was going, say ram. Go on, say ram. Say ram.
What's your answer?
The owls. It's an owl.
Yeah. The fucking owls. 1 point. Everton.
The Toffees.
Yes. Good stuff. Alfie's in the mud.
Fuck. Go on, do a hard one.
They were hard.
Sunderland.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, we went on a school trip to the Stadium of Light as kids. I feel like...
This is where it's paying off.
I feel like it's got... I've got to know... No, it hasn't paid off. I got a photo with Dwight York's shirt and left.
It's good to see it there, though.
Yeah, lovely.
The...
Would you like a hint? Can I give a hint?
No, because I got a great hint.
Maisie's the guess.
I gave you a hint. I went like that. Yeah. I gave you the blade.
I didn't get the bloody point.
The only hint I'll give is household pet?
Oh, the cat. It's the black cat.
Yeah, it is.
The black cat.
Yeah,
2 is it the black cat?
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
I think you got to give a 0.5 for that.
Oh, yeah, David's saying you're not getting a point.
Yeah, David wasn't giving a
That's
point.
That's so rude.
Wow.
That's so rude.
Hey.
John.
Mine are going to be ridiculous. You're going to pick, like, Altrincham Town or something.
Calm down.
John, it doesn't matter if you don't win.
Yes, it does. What's the point of playing?
John. Okay, here we go.
Okay, come on.
Northampton Town.
The Cobblers, next.
Bang.
All right, we don't need this. We don't need the flat.
Yeah, John, next, isn't it? Yeah. Saying next
oh,
is
Maisie,
a
don't say
it.
That.
It is.
Next
Come
is
on.
Very icky.
Okay, Nottingham Forest.
Oh. Is it just Forest?
Yes, it is. 2 points. Oh, look at
I can't believe these are so easy. Yeah.
Come on,
what?
David.
You guys did not know Northampton Town. Let's not beat around the bush.
The Cobblers, because that's where they made shoes. Oh,
there we go.
Yeah, fair enough. Alfie did not know that.
Yeah, I did.
He didn't. Oh, I'm not having that.
I'm trying to think. Okay, okay, here we go. If you get this, John, you've won a football nickname game. Bournemouth.
The Cherries. Thanks Bang. For coming.
There you go.
David, what the hell?
Sorry.
Hey, I'll go all day. Give me more.
All right, Wickham Wanderers.
The Swans.
Bradford City.
Hang on, I don't think he's right with that.
No, I'm not right
no.
with
that.
Bradford City. You should know Bradford City.
Oh, the chair boys, yeah. That's a bit shit, really, because they've got a swan on their badge. That's a bit off-putting.
The Chickens, by the way.
Yeah, well, you didn't get asked Bradford City, did you?
Thank you, Maisie.
Bradford City? No, they're not the Chickens. They're the Bantams.
The Bantams and the Chickens.
Yeah.
What's a Bantam?
Wow,
is that a bat?
That's a cool
this
nickname.
Podcast has gone downhill very quickly, and it's down to you three, just so you know. I don't know if you wanted feedback on your podcast, but this is the feedback you're getting.
I'd love to come up with a game where you go, that's a super game. We're doing that every week, but nah.
The anagram game was
for
great.
Me. Yeah.
Gave up with the anagram game.
Well, Maisie. Maisie, thank you so much for...
Oh,
give my love to Montpellier. Give my love to Montpellier.
I will. I can't believe you used to live there.
Well, I don't think I did. I don't think I did.
You've made that up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you have made it up.
I used to live near the little roundabout at Seven Dials. Do you know that? The little...
Yeah, that is Montpellier Crescent. I just don't believe you lived there.
No, I lived opposite there.
Anyway, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I've seen the people that live round there, and I don't think you lived there, David. Sorry.
Fair enough. Thank you, Maisie.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a real pleasure.
Oh, it's great fun. Thank you. And good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.